Welcome back, everybody, to the Be a Money Boss Mastermind. On today's interview, I have the pleasure and honor of having Cornelia Stephanie with us. Cornelia is a spiritual teacher and so much more. She has her own radio shows, she's a coach, and I'm going to let her start off and tell us a little bit more about her and how she got here and her story. Welcome, Cornelia.
Thank you, Michelle, and thank you to your listeners, and thank you, everybody, for having me. It's wonderful to be here with you. I'm Cornelia Stephanie, and I help people move into right relationship with their integrity and into all with all things that they have a relationship with, and that includes money, being in right relationship with their money. That's one of the things I do. I also have I have several radio shows, one called Heaven on Earth, one is called The Millionaire Imprint for Women, which just recently launched a huge movement in September. And I am going to be bringing Michelle on as a teacher there in December. So look forward to that. And at the end of this interview, we're going to give you some links so that you can benefit from the past shows that we've done. When I feature several other people that have changed and healed their relationship with money, just the same way that I had when I had my dark night of the soul with money. So, because really that's what it is about. It's about transcending that old energy of how we feel about money and also how we feel on the inside of ourselves. Do we feel that radiance? Do we feel wealthy? Do we feel that value? Do we feel worthy? Do we feel worthy to, do we feel like we're going to run out and not have enough? You know, it's always that. And that's part of the energy that the Millionaire Imprint for Women that I recently launched in September generated this movement. So it's perfect in perfect alignment with what you're doing, Michelle, and which is why you and I were attracted to each other at our recent Dream Big event. So thank you so much for having me.
I can't wait to learn about everything that you have to share with us today. And you, for the benefit of the listeners that did not hear our interview on Facebook, prior to this event, you have an amazing story. And if you wouldn't mind, I would love for you to share your money story with us one more time.
Oh, sure.
And yeah, just it's beautiful. So, and I would love to hear it again.
Well, so many of us, right? You know, like I grew up in Germany, and I was a child of a mother that was raising her children on her own without the support of my father, who was absent. And so my mother was always looking for that financial support. She was raising three children on her own, with barely receiving child support. And so many of us have stories like that, right? And when and based on, you know, being a product of our conditioning is that never we were never taught on how to be in right relationship with money, because we were always living in survival mode. We were living in survival mode. And so that was really my childhood upbringing story, because we didn't get taught on the truth. And the truth is that we are absolutely, I believe all of us are here to live in our integrity, and that is to live being wealthy. And that's the reason why I created the Millionaire Imprint for Women, because women, again, for millennia have never been paid their value. They've never been paid their worth. You know, in a patriarchal society that we have been conditioned by, I want to balance the scales and assist women with being able to be paid their value, be paid their worth. And women are powerful with money. women have ideas that need to be funded and that need to be supported so that they can make the world a better place, because that's what it is that women do when women have money. And teaching and educating women how to move into right relationship with money and heal that ancestral shame and the consciousness that we have had for a long time. Because like my story, my mother's story, my mother was adopted. So it, you know, in my lineage, it was like this for a long time. And so that was another reason why I was spurred on to create the Millionaire Imprint for Women. And I have several other women that have also had stories like that, that they've had to overcome to transcend our conditioning. And I was very successful in the corporate world back in 2007, when my soul started calling me to wake up and to really move into doing what it is that I came here to do. And so my soul started knocking, and I was living beyond my means. I was very successful, but I was chasing the hamster wheel. I was, high in credit card debt, yet I was very successful with money, but I had high debt, and I was living in a home that was way beyond my means. And I was in a job that was sucking the life force out of me, and just really deeply unhappy in chasing that hamster wheel. And so when the soul started knocking and you know, said, is this how you want to live for the rest of your life? And I was like, no, I don't. I don't want to continue on living like this, but I didn't really know what to do. And I started really going deeper into the listening and the journaling. And I discovered that I really want to be a motivational speaker, that I want to speak and I want to answer my soul's call. So that's when I left the corporate world to move into speaking, being a motivational speaker. And at that time, I didn't even know that I was going to start coaching and all of that. And so I got some certifications and I got training on all of that. And but that wasn't it. That still wasn't it, because then again, the soul was still talking. It was like, develop your own programs. You know, I did not want to stand on stage and speak about somebody else's programs. I wanted to develop my own. And so then I started diving deep, deep, deep into the emotional core work, which is what I do with people. I specialize in emotions, and I help people heal the wounding, their core wounding from the past, and also help people change their limiting beliefs through that work, because it's the work that I did with myself. Developed a signature program called Wholeness Program, and teach people how to live in wholeness. So at that time, and that was now leaving my corporate world, and now it's like 4 years later, it's 2012, and I was really looking at what is it about this this money piece that I just did not feel like I had a handle on, because when I was looking at at my relationship with money, I felt so much shame. I felt so much unworthiness. I felt like this push-pull relationship that I had with money, and I really wanted to understand it. And just like with everything else that I did, I have to like dive deep into the situation in order for me to really fully understand what it's about, so that then I can come back and then I can really help somebody else transcend that energy from that feeling state. And so I dove back into the poverty consciousness of what does all of that really mean in relationship to my spiritual core values. And when I left the corporate world, I didn't even really know what my core values were, because I didn't even have any core values. I wasn't even making choices consciously on what it is that I deeply value, what's really important to me. And through my spiritual development, personal development, spiritual development, all my coaching work that I started putting together for myself, and then also my clients and my signature program, I discovered what it is that I really, the core values that are really important to me, and that is to live in freedom. My core value to live in freedom, in financial freedom, to give how I want to give, to live how I want to live, and to be passionate about work that I love and be paid well for it, to be absolutely paid well for it. But at that time, women weren't being valued yet. We're still in that pocket of imbalance that's happening. And so diving deep into that energy to really feel and clear the shame and the poverty consciousness around all of that was really what my work was. And so I had to see what it felt like when me as an entrepreneur now really standing in my truth and doing my work, but I really didn't have any money to get my ideas funded or even support my business the way that I needed to do it. And there were many times when I didn't know how I was going to pay the rent. And there were many times when I didn't know where my next client was going to come from, or was I going to have enough to get the bills paid. But I just kept being true to what my core value was. And that was this work, to really bring forth this work and heal the shame around money, around what I felt this low self-worth was all about. And I had to really dive into that and clear all of that out through emotional processing. And now, you know, this is the work that I do with my clients and other people too. So am I on track, Michelle?
Yes, I was going to add that it's very inspiring and empowering where you've come in this journey. And I think a lot of us, you know, the listeners included, can relate to that money shame and that overcoming difficulty in our childhood. And then the rat race, you know, that you described. When we're on that hamster wheel, we're just doing what we think we should be or doing what we need to be doing just to survive. You don't have time really to develop those core values, right? I can remember myself in the same place. Like, there's a lot of busyness that keeps us on that hamster wheel and in that kind of locked in that mindset. So what was that transformational shift? It sounds like you realized you got out of the corporate world, you realized there was more to your calling, and then what really helped you propel or transform from that old mindset to this very enlightened work that you're doing today? Is there any?
There is. It's not just a shift in mindset, because that's the one thing, because we all know how to be positive. We all know how to think positive. But if your feeling state, the emotion that's attached to the thought isn't the same, then you're constantly feeling like you're thinking a positive thought, but you're not feeling that way. You're not really feeling that. So the thing that really shifted everything was the emotional work that I developed, the core wounding work of not feeling worthy, not feeling good enough, the abandonment, the betrayal, the separation from our spiritual creator, the victim consciousness, that core wounding that I specialize in, the healing those wounds, that is what shifted it. Because we have to get into a place of absolutely feeling wealthy, feeling abundant, and not having thoughts about our past that is continuously connecting us and having us make choices based on a low self-worth, a low self-esteem, or running out, not good enough, not enough. Because I find that even working today with many clients, that even people that are wealthy, they're always thinking they're going to run out. They're thinking they're going to run out. And why are they thinking they're going to run out? Because their thoughts are attached to an emotional core wound that says, I'm not worthy, I'm not enough. It's mm-hmm. not enough. It's going to run out. And that's part of the reason why this work is so powerful, is because we want to come from a place of truth and integrity. And the truth is that I am worthy, and so are you. We are worthy. It's just that we're releasing that mindset. We're releasing those old emotions through the experiences that we're having. When we're stuck on, I don't know how I'm going to get this taken care of. I don't know how I'm going to get these bills taken care of. I don't know how it's going to happen. Through that experience, we become the knowers. And we become the knowers because we know that we're transcending that old energy. And that is through the feeling state. And that's really the key. It's feeling to healing. Feeling is healing. That's my mantra, is feeling is healing. And we have to feel first the opposite, the bad, in order to then let go and then integrate how do you really want to feel. Because the truth is that you really want to feel wealthy. Your body wants to feel wealthy. You want to feel wealthy, and you want to make choices based on every single day, based on that core alignment, that core truth, because it is in your absolute integrity that you are wealthy. That is exactly what is the truth. It's just that releasing that old energy from the past has to be transcended, has to be let go.
Well, and I love how you evoke those feelings when you describe that feeling of being radiant and abundant and wealthy from the inside out. It's very powerful. And so the work that you're doing with the Millionaire Imprint for Women, mm-hmm. how is that going to tie into or help us create money ease and build wealth and those feelings of abundance? Can you talk to us about that project more?
Absolutely, absolutely. And thank you for saying that, Michelle, because it's so important that we absolutely feel good about money, about our creation, about how you want to live your life, and that you're feeling that wealth. Again, looking inside of yourself and saying, what is my relationship like with money? How do I feel with money? Do I have a push-pull relationship with money? Is it a love-hate relationship with money? Because I brought a dollar and $100, okay? $1 bill and $100 bill. We have to feel so good about this $1 bill, like the same way that we do about this $100 bill. It has to feel so good to us because there's really no difference. It's just a bill. It's just a bill, but it's energy. It's energy. Money is energy. And it is just a bill. And it's just the relationship that we have with it. And so it's like the same way that we have a relationship with ourselves, is how do we talk to ourselves, is how do we talk to our money? How do we relate with our money? And if we're relating with our money from a place of, oh, I don't know if I'm going to have enough, and I don't have enough to pay this bill, and I'm robbing Peter to pay Paul, or whatever the story is, that's the whole point. We want to come to the places knowing no matter what, you always have enough, and that you are an empowered person that has always been provided for, and that you will absolutely continue on providing for yourself, and that money is energy, and that you will continuously keep taking actions that are in alignment with you listening to your heart's call and making choices that are based on that. And the Millionaire Imprint for Women is to help you live that. So all the past radio shows I'm going to make available, there's the top five or six that I'm going to make available for the listeners here today as tools, because the women that I brought on, they're all women like me that have healed their relationship with money. There's so many practical tools that we have shared. We started this in September that we've shared, and it's every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific time. And you can also go to my website at corneliastephanie.com and look under the radio tab. All the previous shows are all listed there. So you can start listening to them now, and stay with us in the future, simply because I'm going to be bringing women on like Michelle, who are, you know, this is the next generation of women that are empowered, that are teaching us how to really get out of the money mess that we find ourselves in and become financially literate. It's so important that we look at everything with how we relate to money. It's important because it's empowering. And when we can do that, and when we can look at what our financial situation is like and then take action based on that, in addition to clearing the past, clearing the stories of the past. I want to share something that a story of, many people can relate to the story, is one of my clients, she shared this with me. She says, my father took my mom's house from her, and he got her car repossessed when she was pregnant with me. Her first husband had left her enough money to pay off her house, and she bought a new car and had extra money left over for a cushion. When she married my dad, he made her sell the house. He used the money for himself, buying a truck for himself. He would leave her for days and for weeks at a time with no money, with no food, and no resources. 1 month before I was born, she was foodless and she was moneyless. And she had to borrow money from my older sister to be able to survive. And all of that energy was being absorbed by me in utero. So these are the kinds of stories, ladies and gentlemen, that we have had to heal from. And that's part of what the Millionaire Imprint is about. This movement is so that we can heal from these kinds of stories. So that when women like Michelle come on board, where she has, it just gives me the chills again.
I have goosebumps too.
This gives me the chills again, is because it's true that, you know, we all needed to be taught what to do with our money. But we weren't. And those are the facts. That's just how it is. And it's not about feeling so shameful about what happened in our past. It's not even about that. That has to be felt and has to be transcended. It has to be let go. But it's about what it is that we're going to do now. We can't change something that we don't acknowledge. And so making peace with our past, that's number one. Because you want to be in a place of peace. You want to be in a place of integrity, of your high truth. And that is that you are abundant and wealthy from the inside out. Because if you were born today, that is what you would be born into. And you're just letting your old self die away so your new self can be born. And here's Michelle, our mother, who's coming in and she's teaching us now what to do with our money, how to save, how to look at everything with her blueprints that she created. She's teaching us how to do it. We're teaching you how to release and let go of that past, which is just equally as important. And then we're bringing on other women that are going to teach us how to invest, where to put our money. But we have to get back to the basics first. And the basics is that low self-worth has to be healed from the inside of the emotional body that is inside this physical body that is attached to thoughts that we're thinking. It's all connected. It's all connected. The emotional holds our pain and our traumas from the past. And the mental is where our subconscious beliefs are given to us all before the age of 7, between when you were so vulnerable and you were absorbing everything based on your conditioning. As a child, you're being open and you're being taught this is how it is. You have to work hard for your money. These are the things that you have to do in order to be, you know, in order to live. And some of those beliefs, they're just not true. They're just not true anymore. We observed our parents' conditioning and our parents' beliefs, and people are still making choices based on that. And we need to unearth those beliefs, those subconscious beliefs that are automatic, that you're constantly making choices on. We need to unearth those and look at those. What are those negative limiting beliefs that I'm still making choices on that aren't serving you any longer? They're not serving you because, you know, what is it that you want to believe? What is true for you? But that again takes space and time, willingness to sit down, like with what we have to do when Michelle teaches us. We have to look at our financial situation. We have to look at everything in order to be able to go, hey, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to make it. I'm going to be able to make that payment. I'm going to be able to do this, and I'm going to be able to do that. And at the same time, also making peace with your past so that you can have a foundation, a spiritual foundation that is true, that is right, that is in harmony, and that's rooted, solid, so that when you're building your foundation, your empire, that it is built based on something that you believe in, core values that are in harmony with what it is that's true for you. And that's what the Millionaire Imprint movement is all about, is empowering women and men, because it's not just about, I do a lot of work with women, but I also do work with men, the ones that are ready to also balance that energy of the past, right? And so there's many men that also need that work, but women are powerful with money, and we need to have different stories than this, than a story I read about on Facebook this morning. My brother, who's a teacher, a music teacher, is living in Colorado, and he was writing that he was taking one of his middle school kids, and he was taking him to purchase him a meal because him and his siblings and his mom are living in a truck. They're living in a truck because they're homeless. And so, and he was saying, he just found this out, and he was saying, oh my gosh, you know, this, I'm trying to figure this mom out, and it just seems like she was stuck in domestic abuse. Domestic abuse, again, is emotional work. It's emotional work to be in that energy, and that's part of the work that I teach. And right away, I wanted to get over there and support with money and send money to that mother, because is that mother going to really be able to be part of this Millionaire Imprint movement right now? Is that something that she can do when she's still living in a car and she doesn't even have access to a phone or access to internet? So part of the Millionaire Imprint for women is empowering women to generate huge amounts of wealth so that we can then send our money over there to those women over there that need our help, that need to get out of those situations. That's my passion, as you can see. I'm like really passionate about that, because they're depending on the government and they're depending on people that, you know, on people like my brother who is helping like that. So there's so much to this, Michelle, as you can see, that that has many aspects to it. But really, it's about one heart, one soul at a time, empowering themselves with their true integrity, and that is that generating wealth from the inside out has to start first from within, and knowing that we're never going to run out. Money is part of our energy of exchange that we're using. And until money is no longer that part, let's be in right relationship with it. Let's continue on loving and adoring money. Can you actually say, I love and adore money? I absolutely love and adore money, even if it's just $1. Especially if it's just $1, because that's where you're going to bring the foundation to. That's where you're going to bring that gratitude, that energy, because it's an energy exchange. You need money right now to survive, and you should live wealthy and healthy. And I don't like to shit on people, but I'm shooting. You should live wealthy. You should choose this for yourself. You should absolutely choose this for yourself. And I know everyone has the power within. Everyone does. We all do. We don't have to be victims of our circumstance, because we can absolutely be empowered creators to change our reality based on our consciousness and based on how we want to feel. And that begins with how you want to feel about money, how you want to feel about your value, your worth, yourself, and then what kind of foundation do you want to build? I called it the Millionaire Imprint for women, because women have not been brought into equality with money. And I want to change that on the planet. Women are powerful with money. And when women are taught what is true and what is right, they're going to make sure those children, why is a woman living in her car? Because she's taking her children out so that they do not receive any more abuse. And she's willing to leave that domestic abuse in order to do something like that. And women like that, they need the money to take care of the children so that women are not left behind anymore with not being able to feed the children. And so we want to be able to support each other in that. And that's really truly my purpose and my passion for creating the Millionaire Imprint. And I called it that because the Millionaire Imprint for women would bring up some energy for people, because hashtag millionaire me too. Can you actually say, I want to be a millionaire, me too, millionaire me too, because the Me Too movement created such excitement around the world where me too, I was sexually abused. Me too, I was a drug addict. Me too, I was abandoned. Me too, I was physically abused. Me too. So all that negative stuff, what about if we say millionaire me too? What about that? What is that going to generate? What is that going to do? And what is that going to do for us as a whole? Because we're one human family. What we do for one, we do for all. And if you change your relationship with money, if you change your relationship with money and you come from high self-worth, that high worth, that high value, if you come from that place, you're doing the world a great service. You're already being a philanthropist and giving back simply because you have moved into right relationship with yourself.
Well, Cornelia, that is a huge movement. Very cool work that you're doing to help people heal and thrive. And I can't wait to be a part of it. I'm really looking forward to that. And we'll get all of the links and access to your gifts for everyone. And to wrap up, just a fun question. What is your favorite investment?
Awesome. Can I add a couple more things before I answer that question? Is it okay?
Yeah.
I just want to make available to some, to the people. If anybody wants to, depending on where you're at, because many people are in different stages. So if you want to, receive an ebook that I wrote that I will be happy to give away for free to you, and you can email me at radio@corneliastephanie.com and, let me know that, put the subject line Michelle Boss, and I will be happy to mail that ebook. And it's a transformation process that you can take your own self through. So that's one gift. I'm also making available all the radio shows, in a PDF, the top six shows to, you, the listeners here that want that. And you can also get that through emailing me at radio@corneliastephanie.com. Be sure to go to my website at corneliastephanie.com and, sign up for my newsletter, because I send out so much free content all the time and share so much stuff, and always have the radio shows listed there. So be sure to get that. And if you want to be part of my new group coaching program that I'm rolling out on the 11th of November, it's $1,100 for 8 weeks. It launches on a Sunday, and it's at the 11th hour at 11 a.m. to 12 a.m. PST. And it is where I'm going to take an entire group for 11 weeks. It's $100 a week, where I'm going to take the entire group and help them shift and change their relationship with money. It begins on November the 11th, and it's for 11 people. And so in the honor of November being an 11th month and 11 people, the group energy that we do together as a group is so powerful, because we learn so much from the group that it's really powerful. And that's why I'm leaving it at $1,100 for the 8 weeks. So you can also email me at radio@corneliastephanie.com and get your name on that list, because November 11th is coming around real soon, and move into 2019 abundant, wealthy from the inside out. Don't wait until something else. You know, that's the whole point. Don't live in the future. Live in the now. Take action now. So my favorite investment, Michelle.
Thank you, by the way, for all those generous gifts. It was more than we had even discussed. So that's so awesome. And the Be a Money Boss Mastermind ends on 11/11, so we can just segue right into your program.
That's amazing. Oh, cool. Perfect. I didn't know that.
Perfect.
So what is my favorite investment? Honestly, my favorite investment is people. Mm. My favorite investment is women and children. Women and children and people. That's my favorite investment. That's why I'm generating. I'm a millionaire in creation. I'm not a millionaire yet. I am a millionaire in creation. And I'm creating this movement because I want to give how I want to give. And so as a spiritual philanthropist, I'm generating this movement and this money so that I can invest in people, because I know that my investment will pay off huge dividends in because it's the people that make this world. And so that's my favorite investment. And aside from that, real estate.
Real estate.
Yeah. Yeah. So those are the things that I'm passionate about, and it's an absolute honor. And we have to tell your listeners that Michelle is going to be coming on the Millionaire Imprint for Women. It's going to be the last Friday of December. I think it's on December the 28th. Mm-hmm. Is on December the 28th. So, and she's going to be with us then for the next 3 months, and who knows, maybe even longer. We just started with 3 months, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes, because let's just ripple this information out and share this information. If you like what it is that you heard here today, then please sign up for the courses, the programs, the newsletters, and sign up for Michelle's programs. And let's really generate this huge movement and share this information with all the people that need that information, so that we can live in our integrity, which is our health and our wealth.
So beautiful. Thank you for sharing today, Cornelia. Your passion is contagious and really empowering. Very, very inspiring. So thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I'm so glad I got to meet you at Dream Big, and you're extraordinary in the work that you're doing. And I'm so honored. Thank you so much.
There are no coincidences, right?
Oh, right.